This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cock locked? Your dial is set correctly to USAprepared.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And interesting little event this morning. I heard an explosion here at the farm. I was just outside the studio, and it went boom, and happened again. I think there's either lightning or static or something, and it blew up the batteries again. Now, this time I had them strapped down, and this was the intermediate step before I moved the batteries to a remote location, right? So I had them strapped down, the cover strapped down, I secured them, and I made absolutely sure it was good. And boom, it exploded and blew the covers off, even with the factory straps, and they were really secured. So the studio is full of sulfuric acid fumes, and we put masks and covered ourselves up really, really well, head to toe, mud boots, you know, waterproof boots, that kind of thing. Went in there, opened the windows, have a fan exhausting the sulfuric acid fumes out of the studio as we speak. It just happened a little while ago, and So we're broadcasting via telephone. I'm using Mrs. Fennelli's office here at the farm to broadcast. John Reagan's with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent. You sure seem to have more problems when I'm on the air.
I got to tell you, I've got to ask you, I should say. John, are your Monday mornings more exciting or less exciting since we've met?
As Becky and I call it, you know, it's been kind of slow.
Hey, John. Seriously, you've met some challenges, and you want to share this morning's phone call from me, or would you like to just say what that was like when you got a call? Oh, maybe 25, 30 minutes ago.
It's always interesting when you know, my cell phone rings and it says Vincent on the display. I never know what it's going to be.
Well, you know, why don't you tell our class what happened? Your phone rang and said Vincent. Now what?
Well, the first time I really couldn't hear very well. Then you called back and talked about, you know, what happened with the studio. And, you know, I guess this is really a great preparedness lesson, because you never know when things are going to go wrong. And, you know, fortunately, it's not so serious. You have to abandon the house or, you know, else risk your life. So you just sometimes have to take things as they come and just plug away.
Well, that's a really good point, John. So I can't get into the studio. Now, for me, I'm out of my element. I'm prepared pretty well. So I have an analog clock, you know, an atomic clock, so I know to the second how it's going to work. And I've got a digital atomic clock to back that up should the analog clock fail or should the digital clock fail. So, I know what time it is. So right now, I'm using a cell phone, which the time is approximate, but it's not atomic time. So it's not as accurate as I'd like it to be. So we're going to fly by the music today rather than fly by the clock. But all the computers are down here at the farm. And the reason they're down is the digital connection, the router, all that stuff is connected to this uninterruptible power source. So when I had to throw the breaker to prevent a fire in the studio, when I did that, the DSL equipment went down, the internet went down, the router went down, everything went down. All the network switches, everything went down, all the computers. So I'm sitting in another room with a computer, which is perfectly fine. It's just I can't get on the internet with it. So when you look at what could happen, I was thinking, Barry's been playing a lot of golf, right? So he could say, hey, listen, guys, I'm going to go play golf for a couple weeks. Have a good time. Before I go, just remember, just turn off that switch, okay? The internet, just turn that off for me. Thanks a lot. And then that would destroy the economic engine of our country. Him just saying, oh, just turn off the internet. You know that? Really, seriously. Because here I am without the internet. And there are a couple things I wanted to buy today and a couple phone numbers I needed to look up. I need to buy some parts for the backhoe, which we blew a hydraulic cylinder over the weekend. So I need to get a rebuilding kit for that hydraulic cylinder, and I need a special tool called a gland wrench, G-L-A-N-D wrench. That's something I don't have. I need to get that wrench in order to take the hydraulic cylinder apart. I've got to locate one. Of course, I'd hop on the internet to do that, but right now, no internet, and I can't find the phone numbers to call because I don't have the internet. So aside from the broadcast, we really depend on the internet. We really depend on electricity, and I'm not kidding. So, going forward, what would life be like without the internet? Your auto parts store would not be able to order whatever they order. You can't find where they're located if you've never been there before. You can't even find out what the part's called, looking it up on a schematic diagram or a parts diagram or a pictorial diagram on the internet. I mean, all that goes away if you don't have the internet. So the sulfuric acids or fumes are still in my throat, so it's going to be kind of a little difficult for today. But you're just absolutely right on the money, John Reagan, about this. It's just a little lesson about what it would really, just a taste of what it might be like.
And, of course, you know how I come up with these headlines. So for this, today's three-ring circus, Vincent will be performing without a net.
Well, that's absolutely true. I am performing without a net. I'm looking at a chronograph analog watch. I'm looking at a cell phone, and the times are fairly close to each other, but I really don't know exactly what time it is. And John, yesterday, the phone rang, and a call came in. It's like, how come you don't answer your cell phone? Well, for a lot of reasons. One, I don't keep my cell phone with me, but a call came through on the landline, and it's, you're not answering your cell phone. Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that the cell tower was down, so it literally we had no cell service yesterday. It didn't really bother me all that much because I don't use the cell phone very much, and I don't keep it with me, but the person who called us was not happy that I didn't answer the phone. And so we take for granted that everything just is there to work and work and work. And there's only one little cell tower in the area, and we bought the farm with that in mind. We did not want a cell tower near us. So the nearest cell tower is probably a couple miles away as the crow flies, which is plenty close enough for me. So I want to be on the extreme fringe area of that cell tower, and we are. But when it goes down, there's no cell service. And that would be a problem for some people because they've given up their landlines. A lot of people have given up their landlines. So it's just one more thing to think about. Are you dependent on that cell phone? And if the tower goes down, and maybe they had the same kind of problem with lightning that we had with our batteries. I don't know. Kind of interesting that it went down. The internet went down yesterday, too. And we had this explosion, and then the power went out. So I think that battery system that I've put together, I think is an early warning system for when there's a power event. Seriously. Because the power went out at the farm, like, boom, out. And then it came back. So, anyway, John, in the case of a power failure here at the farm, it's a big deal because that means no water. So without electricity, the well won't work. And without the well working, there's no water, unless, of course, we go to the stream and use the Berkey water filter and filter it. But, I mean, for life as usual, you know, as we normally go through our daily routines, without electricity, it's inconvenient. And the funny thing is, I was outside yesterday with Mrs. Spinelli, and I was saying, okay, we can put, I was explaining where we could put the solar array and what size solar array, and I called Kyle Harris in Montana, and I said, hey, Kyle, I got a question for you. I'm building a solar array, and, you know, what are your thoughts about battery temperature? And you know, so I want to get his input as well, and I talked to several of our instructors, and I want to thank you all for helping me on different kinds of things. Kyle with the batteries, and Kyle also, I ran over some of my thoughts about the presentation I'm going to make, not this Friday, but the following Friday when I'm on stage for 120 seconds running for the board of directors of Laclede Electric Co-op. We talked about, you know, some of the strategies, John, you helped me, and some of the other instructors have helped me with that too. So I want to thank you all for your help. So, John, you've got some thoughts for us for today. What are we going to learn about? Because I can't see it.
Did you get a chance to see the first one?
Well, I looked last night. I got it pretty late last night, and I powered up, and I looked it very quickly. I believe I did.
It's titled, Vincent, Aren't You Glad You Don't Raise These?
Yes, I did. I saw that. I saw that, and I'm glad. I'm glad.
Because you have a bovine in the
poop.
Backyard.
Cow poop
is bad enough.
Cow poop is bad enough.
And this was posted in the Daily Mail on a South African safari. Tourists had an encounter with a bull elephant that they say the elephant had an itch that's running high testosterone right now, and got a little friendly with the car. And apparently it blew all four tires, wrecked the chassis. The people that were in the car is all right. And, you know, there's no intent for, you know, causing damage in this. But
when you say you got a little friendly with the car, he mounted the car. I think, if I remember the picture correctly, it looked like a little Volkswagen, but, you know, a pretty late model. And this guy was paddling the car, and there's just no way anybody was going to get out of the car with a elephant on top of it. I mean, I'm not kidding. John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'm Vince Finelli. This is USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 8th, 2014, gold opened at $13,1340. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,6104, $680.52 for half ounce, or $340.26 for quarter ounce. That's $13,6104, $680.52, and $340.26.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Reagan's Blues. John, you know, I was thinking tonight we've got a meetup at Jimmy's Egg at 4:45. So first on stage is Erin Dakin, and she's going to do a teleseminar about veterinary medicine. And it's really cool, like what antibiotics can are the same for humans and animals, you know, like amoxicillin and doxycycline and those kinds of things. And what do you need to know about that? In a ditch medicine type scenario, and how to take care of your animals and what you need to know about preparedness for your animals. I'm talking about cats and dogs and, you know, domestic animals. Well, also Dr. Lou is going to be with us. The only problem with that is I needed to confirm with her, you know, tell her exactly how to contact us and how she's going to connect with us through digital communications for the seminar. And it's not like I trusted the contact information to a digital source. I have it on paper, but the paper's in the studio, and I can't get to it. So I don't know if Dr. Lou is going to be with us tonight or not, but Erin Dakin's will, for sure. So that's just another preparedness lesson. So what would have happened, John Reagan, had I entrusted my communications contacts, you know, all those sources, to some kind of a digital Rolodex on my computer. You know, just one more problem, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I have lots of notebooks and these spiral-bound notebooks, and when they're on sale, you know, for these going back to school sales, when they sell them for very low cost, I buy them by the cases. And I think, as a matter of fact, John, if I'm not mistaken, we have at least four cases of notebooks for the Get Prepared Expo. So if, you know, anyone needs notebooks when they come to the expo, they first come, first serve. But that's something that we'll take care of. So you can take your notes and put them in a spiral-bound notebook. Okay, so John, what do you have next that you'd like to share with us?
Well, to stay just a tad on the lighter side, the second uncategorized one I called giving them the $9,000 finger.
What? Just one short diversion. I remember years ago I had Allstate insurance, and there was our farm was broken into. It was my very first property back in the 1970s, and someone broke in and stole my radio arm saw. So I called Allstate and I said, "Hey, someone stole my radio arm saw and took some of my other tools." And I've got the police report here, and I've got the pictures of all the equipment that was, you know, in this renovation project. I bought an old Victorian house back in the 70s. And so I was working on this house on the weekends, and I left my stuff there. But somebody looked through the window and saw this really nice saw and all this other equipment, so they stole it. And you could see where they put the pry bar and pried the window. And I called Allstate, and they gave me the run around. Remember those commercials they used to have, "You're in good hands with Allstate"? Well, I called them up, and after like a month of just getting the runaround, I said, "You know, hey, I was watching TV last night, and I saw your commercial that said I'm in good hands with Allstate, but I got to tell you, so far, all I've been getting is the finger." And I happened to be on with the claims manager. The claims manager thought that was so funny that they decided they'd pay my claim, but, less the deductible. But anyway, that's my finger story. Go ahead. So please continue.
So this guy was doing some home repair, and he split his finger with a hammer and goes to the emergency room.
Yeah.
And he ends up with this big bill, $8,200 for the visit to the ER. On top of that, he was charged $180 for a tetanus shot, $242 for sterile supplies, and $8 for antibacterial wipes, plus hundreds more for the nurse that treated him. So here he goes to the ER, basically gets a Band-Aid for his finger for $9,000. Now, I learned from a doctor about 20 years ago that most tetanus shots are really not necessary.
Right.
Because we live in a different age. You know, 100 years ago, when we still had horses for transportation,
right,
and you stepped on a rusty nail on the street, it was a serious thing because you don't know what all had contaminated that nail.
Right.
But, you know, shot, one of those metal splint-type Band-Aids, which you can probably get for $5 or $10, and get a $9,000 bill.
Medicine in America
today.
We're in the wrong business. It's outrageous. Hey, we'll be right back.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory-authorized sale has been extended. Now, through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze-Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Barely. Barely at the controls. Hey, John, you know, I've been married to Mrs. Finelli for a pretty long time. And so I'm sitting in her office. I went to throw something in the trash here, and right on the top of the pile of the trash in her trash basket here in her office is a advertisement from a telephone company. And it says, it shows a smartphone, And it says $34.99. And it says control from anywhere. Control thermostats, lock doors, even turn on the lights from your smartphone, tablet, computer, or through the fast, reliable, high-speed Internet service that you already have. So for $35, we can add these features. Now, it talks about energy management, monitored home security. You can even watch secure real-time video of monitored areas of your home. So no matter where you are, you'll know who's at the door. But what I'm saying here, John, is it's great that Mrs. Finelli and I think alike. Okay, she threw this out right away. But the point is, why would we want to have a camera on the Internet on our home? Why would we want to be able to lock and unlock doors, even though they say it's secure? I mean, do we really believe that? Our telephones used to be secure, right? We used to think that no one had access to our phones. Only back doors in all of these smartphones and the Internet. So why would we trust the security of our home to the Internet, right?
Well, just think about it. The government gets all those services for free.
Right. Right. So they just look and they go, hey, look, they're having spaghetti for dinner. it's Tuesdays. I wonder if they're going to have their regular Tuesday dinner. Hey, little Joey got up a little late this morning. Right? I mean, they could watch you in your home. So why would anybody do this? Just asking. So what's up next?
I've got one item in the control section. I call it Closer Than You Think. And this is a leading car expert that says that the self-driving cars will start hitting the roads for the next 4 years in the 2017 to 2018 time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And this really isn't anything new. We've been talking about this. But I use this as a lead-in. It's like, we're right on the doorstep of this. And we head down to my bigger picture section. I called this the Uber future. Washington Post had an article. We've got these apps on smartphones, Uber and Lyft, that are used to bypass taxis and public transportation. And I realized, looking at that, what they are in the essence doing is installing the infrastructure and the apps that will be totally ready to go by the time they institute driverless cars. Because then you would just use these apps to call up the car to take you to where you need to go. We're seeing it unfold right in front of our eyes.
John, I was reading an article, and I believe that one of these driverless cars crashed into oncoming traffic because it was going the wrong way. So I don't remember if it was going east in a westbound lane or south in a northbound lane, but it was going the wrong way. Now imagine, what do you do? I mean, do you blow your horn when you see this car coming at you? Say, hey. You're in the wrong side of the road. You're in the wrong lane. You're going the wrong way. I mean, what do you do? How do you avoid something like that? How do you alert something? Do you flash your lights at a driverless car, and then this driverless car goes, oh, man, there's an oncoming traffic. I better move out of the way. Is that how it works? This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And if you think about it, John, what they're doing is they're saying they don't trust us. They would rather trust a machine than a person.
You want
I'm just trying to figure out how that machine, I'm just trying to figure out how that machine would clean up the studio. You know? I was thinking during the break, hey, this is great. You know, I've got a small reprieve before I got to go put on an NBC suit and get in there and clean the mess up. You know? Is that machine going to do that? I don't think so. I think that would be for us slaves. Boy, this is really scary. I mean, the technology that you're talking about is frightening to me. So we can do away with motorcycles. We don't need those, right? I mean, because you really have to balance and ride them, right? So we don't need motorcycles and take the thrill out of that. And why don't we even have rifles that shoot themselves? I mean, we don't even do that. Just kind of, get in that lawn chair and just kind of watch your, you know, your rifle do its own target practice, right?
You know, it's getting more and more like the Terminator movie.
Yeah. Okay. Back to you.
I've got an item from last week under the bigger picture called Normal is Now a Condition. And they are now saying that blood pressure between with the top between 120 and 139 and the bottom between 80 and 89, which was considered normal, now is going to be categorized as pre-hypertension. And, of course, they're going to want to put you on medication for this. That medication has side effects. And and we've already talked about how these drugs are going to be laced with these small RFID chips so that it can track and make sure you're complying with taking your medication. It's just, you know, another piece of the disgusting picture.
John, as you were saying that, I was thinking about, I had some young people over here at the farm over the weekend. And, you know, 19-year-old, 20, 21 years of age. And I said, you know, we're talking about saying no. And this group of young people didn't know about the phones. They didn't know that they were being tracked. They didn't know that the cameras could be turned on. They didn't know that the audio can be turned on. They didn't know that if they go to the Chinese factory outlet and they say ID, that they can say no. As a matter of fact, one girl was here. I said, you know, we're at the dinner table. And I said, have you ever been asked for your ID? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay, why? She said, well, she wanted to buy some Motrin at the Chinese factory outlet. And I said, Motrin, isn't that kind of like a pain reliever? And she said, yeah. Yeah. And don't you just go over to the counter and just, you know, grab it off the shelf there and put it in your basket and go to the cashier? Yeah. I said, what else? She said, well, I bought a knife for a friend, an old pocket knife. And I said, yeah. So, I mean, have you ever tried to harm somebody with your knife? She said, no. Have you ever thought of being violent with your knife? She said, no. So she was asked for ID to buy a pocket knife. Now, then I told her the story about how when I was a child, I remember like a 7-year-old going into a store and saying, may I have a pack of Lucky Strikes or Camels or Marlboro or whatever the parent wanted, you know, and the child just, you know, paid the 35 cents for the cigarettes and then came back out and everything was fine. Nobody said, you know, show me, you know, give me your ID. I want to see that you're 18 years old to buy these cigarettes. So we're losing our way. We really are. And you just reminded me of that. We can say no. We can say no. Now, there are consequences, and I explained that to these people at the kitchen table, that, you know, sometimes when you say no, you're not going to be able to buy that thing that you want to buy. But if enough of us say no, they'll say, this is really getting bad. We're losing some sales here. And if we keep it up, we're not going to be able to sell anything. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's we can't even go to the store and buy Sudafed anymore without ID.
That's right.
It's ridiculous.
Our son went to the Chinese factory outlet and he wanted to buy some grease. I said, can you, you know, if you're swinging by in Lebanon, we need some grease, a specific kind that I didn't have. And I wanted I had a synthetic high temperature wheel bearing brake grease, but I wanted him to find the one with the highest melt point. And because we had an antique car that had disc brakes in the front, and I wanted to make sure that it had a really, really high temperature grease. And so he looked for it, and they demanded that they see his ID to buy grease. I don't know if they think he would be sniffing this grease or injecting it or, you know, what would he be doing with synthetic wheel bearing grease that would require him to have an ID? And he just said, no, not doing it. So, you know, you can say no, and sometimes you can actually get the product. But grease?
Starting to find out what that can be used for.
Well, another time when he wanted to buy some starting fluid for his motorcycle. You know, it's hard to start a two-cycle engine in the winter, so just, you know, one shot of starting fluid down the air cleaner and off you can start it, you know. But they wanted ID for starting fluid. Come on. What would he be doing with that? Sniffing it, I guess? Come on. Okay, back to you.
Under a bigger picture, I've got one called Oiling the Slippery Slope, and this is talking about production and consumption of oil here in the United States.
Mm.
And about the fifth chart down, it shows the consumption going back to around 1990, and this is listed in quadrillion of BTUs per year, so it's measuring, you know, the bang for the buck part of energy versus, you know, gallons or, you know, something of that nature. And this consumption is basically flatlined since 2008, and that's back to mid-1990 levels. So on a per-person basis, consumption is considerably down from what it was 20 years ago. And the reason I brought this up, we'll get into after the break.
Okay, John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We're going to be talking about oil consumption, and I'll mention a little bit about this Preppers and Patriots Expo that I'll be at on Saturday. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
Watch it.
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I can't believe how fast this broadcast class is going, John Reagan. I just looked at the watch, and man, oh man, it's going fast. Oiling the slippery slope. Please continue.
Well, you know what Kermit the Frog says: time is fun when you're having flies.
I was just thinking about how quickly time is flying when I'm avoiding this cleanup mess that I've got in front of me. I mean, I'm not looking forward to it, but time is flying with you on this broadcast classroom. So, yeah, please continue.
Well, you may have noticed that I have not talked about gasoline consumption for a few months.
Yes.
And part of that is because I found another bit of the puzzle back in April, and I've been trying to come up with a good answer since.
Mm-hmm.
We've been using the report from the Energy Information Administration, total retail sales by refiners. What I did not know is that the refiners were in the process of getting rid of their outlets. So without the information on number of outlets they have, I cannot normalize this data to come up with basically sales by number of outlets. So when we see some of these big drops in gasoline sales, it's because they either closed or sold a bunch of their outlets, particularly at the end of the fiscal year, which was the biggest drop we see in the chart. There's another report that EIA puts out, and in the description it says that that report is used as a proxy for consumption. So even the EIA doesn't say what gasoline consumption is. It's like it's a national secret. We used to have the Ceridian Index, which was published by a partnership of the Ceridian Company and UCLA, that shortly after the first of the month, they would list the amount of sales that was done for these commercial trucking firms, because these fleet sales are tracked, and they reported on this, and it was a good indication on what was happening with the economy. That was discontinued a couple of years ago. I thought that it should be easy enough to find a report somewhere, because there's federal gasoline tax paid for, you know, consumption purposes, and you would think somewhere there would be an accounting for this. And I look and I look, and it's like the most recent information I can find is from like 2000 to maybe 2004 at the latest. I cannot find anywhere to back into what gasoline consumption is. I might be able to do it from the state level, but that gets very problematic. So instead of having 12 data points per year, it's now the 12 months times 50 states is 600. And then you need to know what the gasoline tax was, because the states have changed their rates, whereas the federal rate has stayed constant for some time now. So I would need basically 1,200 data points per year just to try and track this if I could find all the information. So I'm working on the issue, but it is really frustrating trying to expose what gasoline consumption in the United States really is.
Okay. But don't you think it's down? I mean, way down? Can't you feel it?
It's obviously down, and that's one of the reasons I used this article, because it shows that consumption is down from the pre-crash levels, mm-hmm. and has stayed down.
Mm-hmm.
Considering, like I say, we're at 1996 levels, basically, we've got more population, so on a per-person basis, consumption is considerably down.
Hey, John, we come back. I've got some interesting information about electricity and the cost of electricity and how much we spend per month on average and how it's changed in the last 50 or so years. Let's talk about that. I'll share that with you. And I'll let you know about an expo I'm going to, and some of your instructors will be at it. John Wright and I will be right back after these commercial announcements and top of the hour news.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.